My name's Alan Dern. I work at Sydney Grammar School, but I'm also the Education Outreach Coordinator for the GLUTS project.
Mr. Alan, what's new in regards to Romance in Serbia project, which you started, if I can remember, last year?
Yeah, that's right. So we started digging last year, although the project started earlier than that in planning. But 2018 is a very exciting year for us. We're going back for longer this year. So we're going for 6 weeks. We're taking more students from Australia and also from Serbia to take part in the dig. And we have a much better sense this year of what we're going to start with and what we're going to find. Because last year was really about getting a sense of the site. The archaeological site is much bigger and more exciting than we were expecting. And so this year we're really hitting the ground running, knowing what we're going to find, and really getting a better sense of uncovering parts of the site itself.
Did you have a chance to spend more time in Serbia in last month or last year?
I did, because my particular job is helping to develop educational programs around the GLATS site. I had the opportunity in December to go back to Serbia and to spend time in Sremska Mitrovica, particularly with the gymnasia in Mitrovica. So I spoke to a lot of the students there and I spoke to the teachers. So I'm very excited that this year my particular job will be running an education program for students from Sremska Mitrovica to take part in the archaeological dig and to learn a bit more about the archaeology and the history of their town.
Do you have increased interest within Australia about this project?
We're gradually getting more and more interest. Really, we're at the stage now where we're interested in starting to build better partnerships with some of our supporters in Australia. Frankly, we're interested in people who would like to help support the work that we're doing over in Serbia and starting to perhaps take a role in helping to support things like our plans for building an education centre there. There is a lot of interest, and I know I've spoken to a lot of people in Australia who are interested in becoming more a part of what we're doing, and increasingly they'll be able to take a role.
Are you happy with the involvement of Serbian community in Australia, particularly in Sydney, because you live here and this is your area?
Yeah, the Serbian community we've had most to do with has been the community around the Bonnyrigg Social Club, and they have been great supporters of us, and there's a great deal of interest. One of my jobs, actually in the next couple of months, is I know that there are lots of other parts of the Serbian community in Sydney who perhaps we haven't had as much contact with, and I really want to get to know more of the community, particularly around St. Lazarus in Alexandria and around the church in Ingleside. And I'm very aware that we have a lot of interest and a lot of support, but there's a lot of people in the community who don't know yet too much about what we're doing.
Are you happy with the cooperation you have in Serbia with government and with all organizations which are doing their job within the project of Romance in Serbia?
Absolutely. We're one of the, really for me and for the rest of the Australian team, the best thing about this project is the relationships that we've been developing with our colleagues in Serbia, but also more broadly with the institutions that we're working with in Serbia. Straight away, right from the start, we have developed great, genuine friendships, genuine ways of working well together. And really, whenever we speak to the town council in Mitrovica, the school at the gymnasia in Mitrovica, everyone is delighted to become partners with what we're doing and are very interested in getting involved in our project and becoming part of our project. Because really, this is this is much more their project than our project. So,
as we have in Serbia a lot more historical sites and archaeological sites where probably excavations and everything need to take part and everything, so last year we spoke about possibility that you make a broader project to do something on all the way of the river Danube, where you have some Roman sites and fortress and everything. Yeah. Is anything happening in regards to that?
Not yet, except that we're talking about it and planning it. This is the way that the project will develop. Yeah, as we always say when we talk to you, this is a long-term project. And this will be the rest of my career. It will be the rest of Richard Miles' career, which is why we are so committed to it and so excited about it. That, you know, I look at my involvement in this project as my legacy professionally. And one of the things I was saying to the students in the gymnasium at Mitrovica last time I was there in December is that, you know, as citizens of Mitrovica and as Serbian, young Serbian people generally, they have this extraordinary renewable resource. The renewable resource is history. And the Roman history of Serbia is incredibly rich. The archaeology of Roman Serbia is incredibly rich. They have fantastic opportunities to turn this into something that will draw people into Serbia, that will help promote tourism, will help promote investment. If I was a young person growing up in Serbia now with my interests, I would think this is the future for me. And, you know, I want to be a part of that and trying to help young Serbians perhaps see the opportunity they have to really turn this great, exciting part of their history into something that will attract people into Serbia.
Mr. Dern, it's really a privilege to have you, people like you and Professor Miles doing some really, really great stuff for Serbia. And probably you are becoming a part of yourself, you're becoming a bit Serbian, isn't it?
Well, I would very much like to think that I'm becoming an honorary Serb. I have swum in the River Sava. I now put Ivar on everything, and I'm a great fan of Cevapi. So really, you know, I think, and of course I'm working very hard at learning my Serbian myself. So all I can say to you really is Fala Puno for those remarks.
Thank you so much for doing everything for Serbia.
It's honestly a great privilege, and it has been the most enjoyable thing I've done in my life professionally. So thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Dern.